Thank you. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We are illumined by the brightness of his rising. Death has no more dominion over us. Joyous light of glory. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. reading from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. O Lord, have mercy on us. Reading from John chapter 16. Jesus said, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me? And again, a little while, and you will see me? And because I'm going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Is this what you were asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The reading from John 16 we heard a few minutes ago is the gospel reading from this past Sunday. And it teaches you, as we heard, about how you have sorrow now, but you have joy in Christ. And the rejoicing and joy that you have in Christ is because of his redemption, and it's eternal. No one can take that away from you. The Christian's joy is given in Christ and rooted in Jesus, who is the crucified and risen Lord. And you think about this tonight as you sit here for this choral evening prayer service and you hear and sing God's praises. And God tells you something similar in that reading from 1 John 3 in terms of what this means as you live in this little while as a child of God now and not yet. Here again those words that St. John was inspired to write. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. And you see, God clearly tells you who you are. Who are you? You are a child of God. And you are called a child of God because God is the one who has called you. He is the one who knows you by name. He is the one who has called you his own in those baptismal waters to be his own dear children. And to be a child of God is something that you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to this sonship. Rather, it's given by God's grace. Sure, everyone is called a child of God in a generic way because humanity is created by God, but really only through faith in Christ can one be called a child of God in a saving and real way. Outside of Christ, you're not God's child. You stand under his wrath and condemnation. So the emphasis in being a child of God is not about you, but about him to whom you belong. To be a child of God is to belong to the God who created you, who holds all things together. It's to hear his word, to listen to the chastisement of him who calls you to repent from your sin, the one who forgives you out of his grace and mercy. It's to belong to him who knew no sin, yet took your sin upon himself so that you, by his death, would have the righteousness of God. This is what it means to be a child of God. It's to live in humility before God in repentance and faith, gladly hearing and receiving his gifts of word and sacraments as gifts from his gracious hands, to receive what the Father gives to his dear children. And so you are a child of God now. And this also means then that God tells you the world does not know you, nor will it know you. Because you see, being a child of God, the world will tempt you to think that you are not God's child. The world looks at you with puzzled faces when it sees you confess the faith, even if it means suffering for it. And when you live a new life in Christ that doesn't conform to the patterns of this world, the world, insofar as it fallen, looks at you as you face suffering and even death as people who are more than conquerors over these things in Christ and ask the question, why? As a Christian, as a child of God, you are a mystery to the fallen world around you. Not because you're that weird by yourself, well, some of us are that weird, but because they don't know whose child you are. They don't know the Father. Your life is hidden in Christ, and the world first rejected him. So belonging to Jesus, you share in that same rejection and hatred of all things that are right and true. You are in touch with what real reality is as a Christian. And everyone who thinks this world around him is what is true will never understand what it means to be known by God and to know him in Jesus. That's the curse of sin and the total depravity of our fallen wills and minds. And your old man also will tempt you to forget who you are. When you do look around and see that you are still in this world, the temptation is to want to be known by the world rather than a stranger to it, because you are known by God. The old sinful man wants you to think that you can still be known and liked by the world and still be faithful to God.
It wants you to think you can be the one who defines what it means to be a child of God and not listen to his word, but be tossed to and fro by whatever is the current trend of the day or life, where you can remain in your sin and still think you can call yourself children of God. But that's not what God says. God calls you to repentance. He calls you to return to him and not forget who he has called you to be. And you see, this is where you see the great wonderful thing in all of this. You are God's children now. You are his children. And you know what you have in Christ and what awaits you as you look to eternal life. You are forgiven. You are God's own dear child. And you hope in the Lord who is crucified and risen and tells you that you will be forever with him and his saints and his kingdom, and you will see him as he is. So you go through this world as his children, walking by faith, clinging to his word, clinging to the promises of your baptism, taking and eating the body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for you. For the Lord feeds his children, and he gives you the living hope of what is to come fully as his people. Martin Luther once said, "We speak of a living hope, that is, a hope in which we may hope with certainty and be sure of eternal life. But this is still concealed. It is still covered with a cloth. One does not see it. At present, it can be grasped only with the heart through faith." And it's that faith which purifies you, hoping in your Lord who has made you his own. In Galatians 4, God inspired St. Paul to write, "In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." So dear children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is your Father and you are his dear children. All that the Father has done in Christ belongs to you, and he graciously gives it to you. God loves you because he wants you to be with himself and save you in Jesus. He wants you in paradise with him and has gone to the great lengths to see that this is the case. He's gone to the cross in order that you would see with your own eyes his glorious face and the glorious home that he has prepared for you to live in that fullness of as his children. And baptized into Christ, God looks at you and sees Jesus and all that he has done and won for you. So this week of Jubilate, you rejoice in who you are as God's child now. And you rejoice in what is your future to come. You sing with high delight that your Lord has redeemed you and you will forever be his child. What defines who you are then is that you belong to Jesus. He has covered you with his own righteousness. You've been called by name out of the darkness of sin, death, and the assaults of the devil, and into his marvelous light, which the darkness can't overcome. You are illumined by the brightness of his rising. His life is your life. His death is your death. His resurrection is your resurrection. Death has no dominion over you. His glory is your glory. His salvation is your salvation. He is your God. You are his children. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you.
peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For President Harrison and President Panzer, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For President Trump, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.